Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Cardi B's supposed to be this grand superstar, and she still didn't sold out. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 5347.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey, can you speak up in the phone? You sound far away.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to take this AirPod out. Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, my God. Bad Boys Club gave you everything that that trailer said it was going to do.
Fact.
But I have to say, Andrew Caldwell is not the star of the show. He's a joke. Come on. I really believe Kirk Franklin's son, Kerryon Franklin, is the star of the show. Or to make people come, you know, to watch the show. You see what I'm saying? To get a little bit more of a glimpse into the real truth of Kirk Franklin.
Well, that could be true for some people, but I also think Andrew brought something to the show. He was reading. He was reading like the girls. Like, I can really tell, like, Andrew was a big part of it. Kerryon is a big part of it because he's connected with Kirk Franklin. So, of course, you're going to see a lot of people in the church world that are going to get a subscription, but ain't going to, you know, own the DL. They're going to get some DL subscriptions, and they're going to be watching for something just to get some tea on Kirk Franklin. But Kerryon was definitely great in the show. He's very entertaining, by the way.
Yeah, but when the thing that with Andrew Caldwell, when the lady was putting his makeup on, he said, "Y'all want me to slap him? Let me know if you want me to slap him." Who do that? he looked like a big bowl of blueberry tapioca pudding at that dog at the airport.
So, I think a lot of people want to know if Kerryon is gay or not. You can clearly tell that he's bi.
I believe he's bi because let me tell you something. Wiley, do you like women?
Yeah, I like women. No, let me tell you this part.
Okay.
When I knew that he was bi, when he was flirting with the guy with the long hair, I got the list right here. Hold up. He was flirting with Gutta. You can really tell, like, Gutta and Hell, they probably smashed. You know, in that house,
okay. And Gutta was making him nervous. But also, when he was on the bus and he was back there in the back with them two guys, the two straight guys, they asked him, and he was like, "I'd rather not say. That's how come I asked you, Wiley, do you like women? Do you like men?" You would say, you're comfortable enough to say, "I'm bisexual. Hell, I find enjoyment in both of them. Me, I like men." You see what I'm saying? So
right.
When you're securing your sexuality, you don't give a damn.
Thanks.
You're going to say
absolutely.
It. Okay?
Absolutely.
Now, I'm sorry to cuss. Him, I felt like he felt awkward around those two straight guys. But, you know, come on. Just let it out. You a grown man. Okay, next thing, Milan Christian, whatever his name is, he act like he the daddy of the house. Why does he have to have a master bedroom? And believe me, as bad as he is, everybody in that house, he can't whoop everybody in that house at one time.
Right. Well, he couldn't even pick up Anthony. He tried to pick Anthony up, and I'm like, "You ain't no how you."
At the end of the show, where the money resides, was giving him a run for his money. He threw that cup of ice or water, whatever.
Yes.
He threw that drink in that night. There, he was beating that tail.
And I'm like, you know, Milan is really trying to – he really think he above this. He's so classy. He's really trying to make it in television. Like, he have flopped in so many levels, and now he's on Zeus Negative Team. Like, I was the first to be on a magazine cover. I was the first to do this. I mean, the man just be just saying a whole bunch of lies when it comes to come about. But I'm here for the show, like – I'm glad you watched it, so you got your subscription.
It's your fault. It's your fault that I'm watching this. It's your fault. Yes. And I hope you bring out some more. Wiley, I started trying to watch that show last night when I got off work. And that's when I was like, come on now, I'm seeing this trailer. Come on, give me the show. Because, you know, like, you can watch some shows at midnight. No, they make you wait till 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah,
and I was inboxing you.
Mm-hmm.
I was inboxing you. But, see, they need to make it earlier so the blogs will talk about it.
Right, they made it so late, so by the time you watch it, by the time you get something to eat, you can review it right now. And I said, okay, I'm going to be the first, one of the first bloggers to review it. And so I'm like, I'm not going to wait. I like one of my favorite cast members, don't get me wrong, I love Carrie Ann Franklin, but my favorite cast member is going to be Gunnar. It's something about Gunnar. Gunnar. Yeah.
Gunnar was real. He said, I'm not trans. I can be a man, this, and this.
Yes.
I'm me.
Gunnar is the key.
And
The white boys,
but
Gunnar
I was
afraid for the white boys when they got into the fight. Because you clearly tell.
Daryl,
they didn't want to fight.
Name? That's what I was going to say. He egged that on.
He egged that on.
Then he turned around and fought both of them. Because he was drunk.
And
he's sitting there, he's like, who bleeding? Who bleeding on the lip? You don't see my blood. You don't see nothing. And he's sitting there I was so sick. I know that people gone that was in his mouth was sick of him, too.
All the
he
people,
was
like,
really,
like, he was doing that for the cameras. And the white boys, they didn't want to fight. Like, they were like, we don't want to fight. They were scared.
They got a room together. And then Milan Christian going to say, you can call me. Ain't nobody going to jump you. They looking around like, who's that? They're going to jump somebody. That's simply.
I mean, I saw that, and I was like, man, what is going on? I felt for them, too. I did. Let me not
lie. But
they
ended up getting a room, sharing a room together.
I can imagine about that. Yeah.
But I thought Carrie Ann Franklin and Gutter were going to share that one bedroom together.
Because I saw the chemistry. I saw the chemistry right there.
Carrie Ann, I don't want to admit
that he's gay because he is still, quote-unquote, on the DL. Like, he still don't want people to know. You know, he's in denial. But you can tell that he haven't messed with men before. You know, you can tell that he had dibbity dabble with men.
But he said do you like, you know, the P word? He was like, yeah, but I like the butt, too. If it's male, right? And they turned Daryl, whoever it was, where the money resided, turned around and gave him a high five. And he was like, so you like me? And he was like, I didn't say that. Bro, make up my mind. Not yours, my mind.
And then you can see the straight guy, the one that owned, like, his own businesses and stuff like that. He was in there. He was like, I'm straight. I'm not with this. Because Milan was like, I like to sleep with him. And the dude was
he liked it. He like, yeah, because I look good. You know, this is me. Bruh, come on. He knew not to go against Milan because he knew Milan would give him his Milan is the bully of the house. But somebody going to hurt him. And
yeah,
I'm going to watch it till I see it.
I'm here for it, man. I'm following all the bad boys.
But the thing is, I'm gonna say this: somebody needs to get in touch with them and have you do the review. I'm not lying.
Absolutely, yes.
And then you need to start doing. You know how? What's that guy name that does all the Housewives and stuff like that franchise shows? And he was also on that video with Tasha K. And she was like, you going to let me borrow? He was like, huh, him? You need to do videos like he does of this show.
Absolutely. I'm definitely going to keep that up because I definitely got to do the reunion of the show. I love the show. I had got up and I said, let me sit and watch it. And I got up and I watched it and I was entertained. And then we're going to be reviewing Jocelyn Cabaret, that reunion show. I got to get caught up on the episode. And so I'm definitely going to do that.
They said she coked out. And I really believe she was getting, that girl was getting the best of her. That's why her man jumped, he snatched her by her hair.
I heard that. I heard
that. I'm going to tell you something. You can't keep jumping on folks and think you're not going to get it eventually. Now, everybody's scared of you, man. Because I was taught at a young age, pick up something, knock them out. Okay? You know, so you don't come home with no werewolf butt. So I'm going to say that. All right, Wiley, I'm going to let you go.
All right, now.
Love you.
Okay, man. Bye-bye. All right, love you. The number is 646-716-8447. Okay, call in, y'all. 2550.
Hello, hi, how are you? Just called in, so I'm not really sure exactly what the topic was. I just heard a little bit, kind of the last few seconds, of what the young lady was talking about. I'm assuming y'all was talking about something that happened with Jocelyn. So I'm not really sure exactly what the topic is.
We talked about the Bad Boys. Did you watch that?
No.
Okay, call back in when you watch it, okay? 6125, Carly, you're on air. Why would you call in if you didn't watch it? 6125? Hello? Okay, why would you call in and you didn't watch the show? I'm not understanding. Where they do that at? Call in and don't know the subject. All right. Okay. 2550.
Yeah, hello. I don't know if I got disconnected or something just happened and our call dropped.
Okay. All right. Well, we're talking about the Bad Boys Club. Did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch the Bad Boys Club. So
okay,
that's the only topic.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
then
I'll just
keep being delicious.
Okay.
Well,
all right. Bye bye. Okay, and then we talked about Cardi B and Armaliga's DM. Okay, I just want to make sure that you're watching it. Okay, you gotta. I'm like, what? Like, let me tell y'all something. I always look at the title, and I listen to the show before I call in because you gotta listen to the episode. You know. Before you give your opinion, correct? Correct? Like you got to listen to the show. I'm just saying before you call in. That's what I'm saying here. So before you get to it, you got to listen to the episode. All right? 2667, you live on air.
Hey, man, how you doing?
All right.
Yes, Milan's going to take over the Bad Boys Club. He could just, hey, he's going to take over. He's going to be the
you
last one.
So?
Yeah, she's from Chicago. I don't mean to talk about Jocelyn, but she fucked with the wrong one, too. And that was Amber. She's from Chicago. I'm telling you, he's going to take over the Bad Boys Club. He's going to be the last one standing. And I'm betting on that one. Yes.
I feel you. You don't think Kerryon Franklin gonna take over?
Nah, they're gonna run them off. They're gonna talk about his daddy too bad. He's gonna crank it off. Nah. Nah, he's gonna be off. Milan's gonna be the one last one standing. Yeah, he's gonna be the last one standing. That's all I got to say.
you think so? Wait a minute. You gonna say they gonna talk about his daddy and he gonna start crying? Oh man. Not to say they gonna talk about the daddy and she gonna start crying. That is a hot mess right there. Oh man. Okay. Well, if y'all watch the show, I give the show 2 thumbs up. I do. I do. It was a good show. I was highly entertained by it. We're going to be definitely reviewing it. We're definitely going to be bringing more and more people on here to review it. And when I was checking it out, I said, man, I just want to know, do my people rock with it? So I'm going to do a poll. Press 1 if you watch the show. Press 1 if you watch it. Press 1 if you watched the show. If you watched it, press 1. Press 2, you did not watch it. Press 2, you did not watch it. Press 1, you watched it. Press 2, you did not watch it. Press 1, you watched it. Press 2, you did not watch it. Somebody said press 3. Anonymous, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good night. I was about to go to bed, and I was like, let me just call in on the show. You're a Kiki and everything. But I wanted to get into the show because I've seen it. And Gutta, I like Gutta. Where the money resides, he is a drunk. He is a mess. I like Mulan on this episode, at least. He was pretty nice to me. Yeah, what did you thought about it? What do you think?
Well, I like Mulan resides. Jeff was a Kiki. I want to see more of Andrew.
No, he was not. He was a drunk.
He was all on the ground, but I'm here for him. All on the ground. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he was doing a lot. I think, you know, people when they get on TV, they just don't know what to do. They just want to be remembered. I was just like, okay, this is a lot. This is a little too much. And when they made them two white people fight, I was like, oh my God, it was sad.
It was sad because they didn't even want to fight because they just punched air. Like, they weren't even punching each other. And so the black dude, Daryl, the money reside guy, he get up there talking about, y'all don't fight in 10 seconds or 5 seconds, I'm going to beat up both of y'all. So he started fighting. They were so scared of him. They didn't want to fight. They were scared. Like, one of the white boys was bleeding. And I'm like, he didn't want to fight. He did not want to get up there and fight. And I felt sad for them because I'm like, why are you fighting them? They don't want to fight. They just want to be white and beautiful.
I don't know about the beautiful part because they're not cute. But the moment the braids, like, he was out of breath. Like, I felt so bad. I was like, oh, my God.
Both of them called the baddest, right? And what I was like, I'm not leaving because I don't want to get jumped. Y'all ain't about to jump me. I don't want to get jumped.
But you know what's the key? You know what's so funny? I think Daniel the baddest or whatever his name is, in the van, he was like, fat me, ho. I heard you say you don't like me. So he was giving all of this energy, even to Andrew, right? That's the one that left name, right?
Yeah.
Even with Andrew, he was, like, being very much like, yeah, I'm talking to you, how? So when it was his turn, I was like, okay, you have all this mouth, and you know you don't want to fight. You just want to argue. So I felt so bad at the end of the day, but I'm like, he was doing a lot, and you can't fight.
Can't fight at all. I'm telling you, it is a hot mess. I'm like, none of them really can fight on this show because none of them was really coherent like that.
Well, I mean, Mulan can fight, though, right?
Mulan, when he tried to pick up Anthony off the ground, I'm like, no, knock
him
out.
That's a heavy man because he broke the bed.
That's a heavy man. So almost he thought he was watching wrestling or what, and then he dropped his chain. He's like, yeah, you get this chain back later. I'm like, why they boxing? Like, you could tell that they were, like, Mulan was playing off to the cameras. You could really tell all of them was playing off to the cameras.
It was giving fake. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you can tell. Andrew, you can really tell he was scared for his life because I don't know if he's going to come back or not.
Wait, question. Uh-huh. Is he like the church guy? Like, he's into the church and stuff?
That's the church guy. That's the I am delivered. Yeah,
He kept talking about, I saw the cross on his thingy. I don't know. I felt like he kept talking about God. I don't know. Maybe I'm bugging, but it was given very much, this is not for me.
Yeah, he didn't want to do it. And I'm like, I don't know why would he do it? Because I think all the cast members, if I'm not mistaken, got paid $11,000. I could be wrong. That's allegedly. And if you got paid that money, you got to do what that show does. And what messed Andrew up is he going to be blackballed, because if you didn't do right by this show, no other show going to want to touch you.
I mean, it's Zeus. I don't think so.
No, honestly, no, word travel. If somebody paid you to do a show and you get a contract and you're not willing to do it and you're playing games, what other show going to waste their resources on you because you may get mad and don't want to do it? So I think it's going to be, if he's not careful, he can blackball himself out of the business before he even gets started. You know what I'm saying? Because you did sign a contract. You did get paid. So you need to do. And I'm like, I don't understand how you sign up for something that say Bad Boys and you say yes to Natalie and then you don't, and then you scared and don't want to come back to the house. Like, how do you not know what you signed up for? Like, I know exactly, before I even signed the contract, I know what the show is about. It's about fighting. You know, it's going to be some fights. And so I think with Andrew, he was running his mouth and it was funny, but when it was time to throw them hands, he wasn't willing to throw them hands.
But I think the thing is with Andrew, I think he's on the show right now with Candy. I think he's not going to go on any show like this ever again. But I will say, it's like maybe he didn't know the cast. Well, you know what I'm saying? Maybe he didn't know ahead of time who was going to be on the show, because it was given, like, these people are beneath me. What is this? Like, you know, I was like, okay. So I don't think he knew that was the type of people that was going to be on the show. So to him, he was like, I'm not doing this. Because not for nothing, they kept trying to be like it was drama folks from jump. They kept saying, the guy that jumped on the bed and broke it, he was like, if you don't smack him, I'll do it for you. And then he turned to him. You know what I'm saying? So it was given very much, okay, I'm in your ear. I'm in your ear. I want you to fight him, you know? So, to me, it was like, okay, this is not for me.
Yeah, people were posting the comments. Jonathan wasn't in this episode, and he was not at the premiere. So they didn't invite him to the premiere. So obviously, Jonathan was getting into some fights. So we got to continue to watch. He wasn't in there, and I think they're being strategic, bringing him on later on to make people watch. I'm here for it. But in the next episode, you're going to see Carrion get into it with one of the straight guys. He's going to get
boom. I'm happy you said that, because – do you think those guys really straight, or like, what do you think?
I think so. I think they're really straight. I think what the producers wanted, they wanted some straight guys. They wanted some gay guys. They wanted a mixture. So I really do believe that they're straight. And I think they just want to see how can straight guys, you know, kind of cater with gay guys under the same roof. But one of the guys, he was feeling uncomfortable with them in his room. He was like, you know, y'all can leave. He would say, I want to share the room with the other straight guy, not with no gay guy. Anthony was like, I think you nervous. You know what I'm saying? Why are you on this show? And then Gunner was like, I could just tell he's a DL F word. I'm talking about Curtis, because Curtis was feeling uncomfortable in the room. And I'm like, well, you know what you signed up for. If you're signing up for a Bad Boy, you know it's going to be some gay boys under the same roof. So I don't understand how y'all not prepared for this stuff, but I'm here for the entertainment.
Right. But, okay, who else I want to talk about? What's his name? Kurt Franklin's son. I think that boy is not straight, but I don't think he's like, I think he's bi, but I think this is what I think. I think he knows that he's bi, but he don't feel like he needs to tell everybody that he's bi. You know?
Facts. I agree.
Yeah. And I don't think he needs to. Like, that's his business.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't
have anything to do with him being, with him not being comfortable enough to say it. I just don't think he want to share that, and he don't have to. But I would say this. He is a standout from everybody else because he is hilarious. Like, when they're doing the
confessional.
Yeah, the confessional. He's like, he's really funny. I'm like, okay, I can see why he's on the show. So I like him. Oh, what's the next topic? Armand and Cardi B. So what you said about Armand?
No, I was saying that, you know, when you go live and when you play a video, people can see if you play a video out of your inbox, you can see who's in your inbox. So they saw Cardi B in the inbox. So a lot of the bars were saying Cardi B is making Armand spin his narrative about the queen. and Megan Thee Stallion's narrative about her. And I didn't really get into all the details of, like, what that message said, because you really can't hardly see it. But, you know, the Barbs was screen recording, tagging me and stuff. I'm like, whoa. But I'm not shocked. Let's just say, for the point of argument, that she is telling him to spin his narrative, you know, defend me. He's in her corner. He's in her corner right now. He goes to her birthday party. He went to her husband's birthday party. So he's Team Cardi. He's no longer Team Nicki. He would have been Team Nicki, but, you know, Nicki blocked him because he was moving funny. And he just started trash Nicki Minaj, just like Erykah Banks. She liked Nicki, and then she got blocked. Me and Ashley up there want to throw out subliminals because Nicki didn't do a song with her. So you get a lot of people that way.
No. You lying, because Erykah Banks had never said nothing bad about Nicki. So.
No, what she said was that Nicki Minaj blocked her and she wanted to do this song with Nicki. And I'm like, girl, you don't even have an album yet. Song for what? You don't have an album yet. You only have one gold record, and that's Bust It. I mean, what else? Like, come on. Like, if you need Nicki to make your career pop, you're trash. Get popping.
But you said she was.
Reach out to the queen.
Yeah, but you said she was throwing subs. I never heard her throw no subs at Nicki.
I mean, she throwing subs because Nicki Minaj did a song where that was a sub. Like, she didn't have to go live to do that. She was mad because Nicki Minaj did not do a record with her.
She messed herself up with that. But back to Armando. This is my thing with Armand. Let me shut my mouth. With Armand, I just feel like no matter what Nicki do, he gonna find something negative to say. Like, Station Head, he was like reviewing the video. No, I wasn't his YouTube, and he was reviewing the video. And he was like, I don't know how to say her name. She was like, Core 8. Yeah, she ate. She did what she had to do. She looked good. But Nicki looked a mess. And I'm like, but if that was Megan Thee Stallion, if that was Cardi B in that same outfit, you would have been like, oh, this shit is tea. Oh, she is serving the girls. You know what I'm saying? But it's Nicki Minaj, so he can't say the verses there. So he got to find something to not like. And I'm just like, boy, at this point, I know you're a fan, but it's giving very much bitter. It's giving Cardi B sent you out here to spin a narrative. And, like, it's crazy because, to me, even when he hopped on and he was talking about the song that Nicki previewed on her IG, he was like, oh, yeah, she's talking about Cardi B. You could tell he'd be in Cardi B DM trying to tell her, yo, Nicki's talking about you. You going to get back. You know what I'm saying? He just wants beef all over again to me. Like, I mean, one person can't do that, but he been trying it even with Doja Cat and Nicki. It's like everybody that Nicki likes is like a problem. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just like, we know you're, I don't want to say he's on payroll because he probably is not, but it's given very much like I want Nicki and Cardi to go at it. But this is my opinion. Cardi B response to Nicki Minaj in this climate is over for her.
Okay.
It's like, it's over for her because to me, maybe in 2018, everybody was like on Cardi's bandwagon, but it's different times, honey. And everybody is liking Nicki again. So it's like, no. If Cardi responds to Nicki, she is done. Like, Nicki's going to eat her ass up. Eat her up. And that's just what it is.
I heard that. But thank you so much.
That's all I want to say. Have
all right, thank you. All right, this will thank you. Okay, the number is 646-716-8447. 646-716-8447. Anonymous, you're live on air. Hello?
Hi. Can you hear
me? Yes. I can hear you, yes.
Honestly, I'm calling back. I don't know if this is a Cardi B hate channel at this point. I really don't.
No, who hate Cardi? I don't hate Cardi.
You hate on her so much. And
excuse me,
I purchased
her music.
Hold
on one second. One second, I purchased her music. I don't hate her, okay? I don't even know her personally. I purchased her album, and I want to make that crystal clear. I put money in her pocket. So why would I purchase her album to hate on her? I don't do that.
Yes, but you also have to understand that you literally get on your channel and bash her every time.
I don't bash her every time. What, excuse
now
me?
It's this new thing. May I get my thoughts out? Thanks.
I'm going to interrupt you.
Now it's this new thing
that I can say.
now it's this new thing that you, I think you're hating on Armand in a way. Possibly
who's
because
dating?
He's more successful than you. He's
what?
Meeting new celebrities. He's literally thriving. And you're sitting on your live every day talking so much crap about him.
Again, no one's dating. I'm talking about people that are going in these streets and have a right to talk about these people. And if you don't like it, you don't have to call in, sus. It's just really that simple.
I'm calling in to tell you my opinion, and I don't understand why you're getting mad, which is like...
No one's getting
you're
mad.
You're
calling
in. You're not allowing me to get my thoughts out.
You call it in. And you want to be aggressive talking about somebody is jealous, of which we're not. We just doing commentary.
No.
We all always
I'm not being
always
aggressive.
We do commentary.
I promise.
And we do commentary on Cardi B all the way it is, and that's what we do on this show. And if you don't like it, you don't have to call in.
Okay. So may I get my thoughts out, or are you just going to constantly interrupt? I just don't.
This is my show. If I want to interrupt you, I can.
Oh, definitely. But as a viewer, I'm just telling you that your platform is very biased. It's literally so low IQ.
If it's biased, why do
you
call in?
You literally just said the number is blah, 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 blah. Call in and give your thoughts and opinions. So that's what I'm doing. Like I was saying.
If I'm biased, why do you call in?
Your platform is so low IQ. You do not think outside of the box, and your viewers literally eat everything. What do you say? Like, I don't want you to kiki. Like, I don't want to hear you kiki right now. So, like, I know
my viewers are just highly entertaining.
Are they? Like, I don't know. A lot of the things you say is just, like, fifth grade level. Like, it just doesn't take much comprehension.
Ramel, what does that say about you if we're fifth grade level and you're calling in the middle of the night? What does that say about you, sis? What does that say about you?
I'm calling to let you guys know that it's okay to think outside of the box.
It's not about thinking outside of the box.
People are going to be critical of
Cardi B all the time. And if you don't like it, that's you.
So you're being critical of Cardi B, right? So when have
be
you
critical
been critical
of, Cardi B.
of Nicki Minaj?
You could listen. If a person want to be critical of Nicki Minaj, that's their opinion, and you
so
shouldn't be upset
are,
about
no,
that.
No, I'm just asking. When are you ever critical of her?
Critical
if
of who?
Always you being critical of Cardi.
Always, I've been critical of Nicki as well.
No, not at all. Not from what I've been listening to. But
how long you been listening to my show? How long you been listening to my show?
Do you want me to be honest?
How long?
I'm listening to Rex. One sec. Alexa, pause. So I've been listening to you, I want to say, for like 3 years now. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. And do you also want me to be honest? More?
You've been listening for 3 years. So I'm low IQ, what does that say about you? If you've been listening to my show for 3 years and you say this show is low IQ, what does that say about you?
Interesting question. It takes a person that thinks outside of the box to listen to you and actually analyze your thought process, because I really don't understand. I'm really trying to. Sometimes you say things and I'm like, okay, there is some common sense in that. And then most times I'm like, what in the actual F? Like, are there people that actually think like this?
But
you know?
You've been listening to me for
so
3 years.
For three years. Not every show. Like, I see you, I believe Armand was talking about you on, I forgot what platform that was. So I'm like, okay, this guy's pretty, like, entertaining, right? And I'm pretty sure before you two used to be buddies. And now all of a sudden, I just hear you bash him so much. And before you were trying not to be biased or, like, to say anything negative about him. But recently, it's been, yeah, like, he's hanging out with this person, he's Hollywood, his outfit's this, he's that. I just don't understand what happened with you two.
Well, again, I'm
are
not
you
gonna
mad
get,
because
I'm,
he's
I'm not
going to
get I'm not going to get into the details because we have already got. If you listen to my show for 3 years, you get an understanding of that.
No,
maybe you're,
I told
maybe
you,
you're
I
trying to audition.
3 years, just not
maybe,
every
maybe,
show.
Maybe you're
no.
trying to audition to be a moderator over there with our Mavigas, but it's not going to happen.
Not
at all.
All.
Not at all. Maybe
not
you're trying to audition.
I've also been watching
Arma like that.
As long as
so,
you have.
So you can have your thoughts all day long, but the Wiley Show is going to continue to do what we do best, and that is to do commentary. Period, point blank.
Is it really commentary? It's super
it's commentary.
Biased. And then you go into this.
Who
and then
who
you go
you
into this.
That's not biased?
And then you go into
okay,
this
ma'am,
rant.
Ma'am. Who do you listen to that is not biased? Please name them.
Who do I listen to that isn't biased?
Yeah.
Lovely T.
She's the most biased
educated.
Person on the planet. She's
she
the most biased
very
woman
educated.
On the planet.
She does her
she's
research.
Most,
and she puts,
she's the most
She
she's
puts
the most
all
biased
her sex out there. She's very
she
intelligent.
She used to come against Cardi B, but once she got a phone call from Cardi B, she started singing her praises like she's the most biased person on this platform.
That's not true, honey. That's
she's
not
the
true.
Most, in my
so,
humble opinion, honey,
in
my humble opinion, honey, she's the most biased person on the platform.
Intelligent person on the platform, and that could be due to her African background. And I also noticed a difference because, like, your show caters to a certain demographic, and I'm not being rude or, like, biased or, like, you just try to think outside the box here. Because
ma'am,
your
you
show has
show
a specific audience.
You've been listening to my show for 3 years, and now you mad? I'm not understanding.
I'm not mad. I'm literally just giving you my critique.
You're pressed.
And
you've been listening to the show for 3 years, and you're pressed.
Like, what do you mean I'm pressed? I don't understand.
You're pressed. Like, you're upset. Oh, Wiley is this.
I'm upset.
You listened for 3 years? Come on.
Dude, I'm not upset. I'm just I'm just giving you my thoughts and opinion, as you said, for the viewers to do. And
but you've been
I think
listening
you're upset
to
about
three,
that.
Three
I'm just
years.
Saying,
and now you're upset of what
I
I'm talking about?
I have not been listening to every video for 3 years. So
but
let's
you said you've been watching for 3 years. You've been watching for 3 years. So you got a big glimpse.
I don't
of what we do
you
over here. You've been watching for three
so
years.
So it's not every video. The only platform that I watch, because, like, literally every single video that they drop is definitely Lovely T and sometimes Armand.
8742? Hello? Oh, you're low. 8742, you gotta put your head you gotta take me out your headphones. 8742. All right, call back in, sis, because you gotta take me out the headphones, you'll be able to hear. How you watch for 3 years and now you mad? I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that. Nicki Minaj is one of the best rappers this business. And if you don't agree with that, it's something wrong with you. When Nicki got on that Coi Leray record, she made that record fire. When Nicki Minaj got Lil Baby on her record, Nicki Minaj's verse was fire. Nicki Minaj, when she did as many features as she did, all of them is fire. She had took that record to the next level. Nicki Minaj is one of the top. When you're talking about a lyricist, one of the top lyricists in the business is Nicki Minaj. When you're talking about one of the best female rappers or probably one of the best rappers, period, you had to put Nicki Minaj in the top five. She's definitely up there with Big. She's definitely up there with Tupac. She's definitely up there with she's definitely up there with Jay-Z. She's definitely up there with 50 Cent and Wayne and Drake. She's up there with the greats, with the heavyweights. Nicki Minaj is up there, and that's 100% is where I stand on when it comes to it. And she writes her own music. A lot of people cannot say that. That woman gets up there, she writes her own music, and people are into her music. And that's why we are fans of Nicki Minaj. And it's because she provides great music. All right? Definitely. She's definitely up there with the greats. Definitely up there with MC Light. Lyrically, she's up there. And that's just me being real about Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj definitely writes all of her music. And we want to say special shout out to her. All right. So if anybody else want to call in, the number is 646-716-8447. 646-716-8447. We didn't hang up on nobody. People got to get their connections and stuff together, but that's the number, 646-716-8447. That is the number. They said Nicki does not have writers. Nicki Minaj writes her own music. Nicki Minaj writes her own music. Even MC Light bigs up Nicki. She said Nicki too, female rap is took female rap to the next level. Absolutely. Yeah, we want to say special shout out to that. All right. Okay. But this was fun. I didn't even think we was going to have this entertainment show today. I didn't even think we was going to have this entertainment show. We want to say thank y'all so very much. They say it has helped writing hooks, but she writes her verses. Yeah, Nicki Minaj writes her own verses. Absolutely. Now, she has somebody write a hook, but she writes her own verses. Okay? Some people don't understand that producers will get writing credits on albums because they have their tags on the song. Facts. 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 Okay? This was so much fun, y'all. This was so much fun. This was so much fun. Thank y'all so very much for tuning into The Wiley Show. We've been on here for an hour. Make sure y'all watch the Bad Boys Club. Who did not get a chance to see the Bad Boys Club? Press one if you didn't watch it, because we may have to stream it on here for the members. And press one, you didn't watch the Bad Boys Club. Press one, you didn't watch it. Press two, you watched it. Press one, you didn't watch it. Press two, you watched it. Press one, you watched it. Press two, you did not watch it. Press one, you watched it. Press two, you did not watch it. Anonymous, you're live on air.
Hi, I'm calling back because you hung up.
Okay, go ahead. We already got 5 more minutes and we have to go.
5 more minutes. So just to conclude what I was saying, I don't hate your platform. And as you said, it's your show. So it's your opinion, it's the final say. So I'm not trying to dictate what you should say and what you shouldn't say. However, I'm just saying that you should be less biased and give folks their credit.
I will not. I'm going to do the show the way I want to do the show. And if you don't like it, you can watch Armand. You can clean off his drawers and you can watch his show.
Oh, my goodness. That's so rude. That's a kiki.
I'm just being real. If you don't like it, you can go and watch his draws, and you can cook him a big breakfast.
I definitely
You don't have to watch this show. I'm just being 100% real with you on that. You don't have to watch this show. You call it to the
muted,
show.
Unmuted. Stop muting me. Let me talk.
To be a moderator, you can clean off his drawers. You can walk his dog.
I would definitely.
It don't make it a difference what you do over here. But on this show, you have to believe what we believe in. If you don't like it, you can go to another show. It's just that simple. It's just that simple. Okay? All right, we know different. Oh man, the number is 646. Don't hang up. Go back in 646-716-447. Okay, 646-716-8447. Leo, you can call in. You can call in, Leo. Okay? That's the number, 646-716-8447. And so we love Nicki Minaj. And listen, we like some songs of Cardi, but who's the best lyricist? Who made the best music-wise? When you talk about features, you have to give it to Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj is deserving of that crown. Like, she is the queen. She's been in this business for more than 14 years. You have to give her credit. Like, it's because of Nicki, we have an artist like Cardi B. But Cardi B cannot go bar for bar with Nicki Minaj on the stage. There's nowhere in the world that Cardi B can battle with Nicki Minaj on the same level, bar for bar. It cannot happen. Nowhere in the world. It definitely cannot happen. It will not happen. It's not the same way. And I'm just being 100% real with that. Okay? Hello, Anonymous. Hello? Yes.
Why did you do that to that girl? Oh, my God. Not speaking his boyfriend. What is going on? Oh, God. Ooh, that was so entertaining. I'm sorry, but I had to. Wally, what is going on?
Listen, I'm just doing commentary, not in my own business.
She said you're biased. Wally, you're biased. In conclusion, like what? Girl. Ooh, at the end of the day, everybody on YouTube is biased. These people
everybody
gotta get.
Is. That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It's real. Like, everybody's biased. Armand is bought in all reality. So what is she talking about? Wiley is entertaining. This man is a comedian. I'm not going to lie to y'all. Wiley, looking at you, you're a funny-looking person. You know, it's like you're funny-looking in a funny way. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm not trying to call you ugly.
Right,
I'm
I hear
just saying,
you.
You're funny. You know what I'm saying? You're like, when you laugh, I'll be cracking up. They're so entertaining. It's not even funny. So it's like, yes, he's talking about Armand, but he's a comedian. It's not like, he's not serious about it. You know what I'm saying? You're funny. It's hilarious, right? She was funny. I want to call back in, but I want to laugh some more.
Thank you so very much.
That was so funny. All right, bye.
Thank you all so very much for calling in. Okay, we got another call in here. 4436.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Oh, hi. Yeah, I just wanted to call because I did watch the Bad Boys of L.A. What was just very problematic for me is like when the straight guys, I don't know why straight guys have this mindset where that every gay guy wants them. Then, you know, like they make it come across as if we're predators in a sense. Like, oh, my goodness, I don't want this gay guy, you know, like sleeping in a room, you know, next to me and all the other stuff or sitting next to me. It's just very weird. Then, you know, like I guess like next week's scene, like they showed where I guess Kirk Franklin's son, like being a straight guy asking, I think his name is Moolah, is asking like he's trying to get to, you know, figure out, I guess, if he's gay or straight, you know. So it's just like all of that's just very weird. And I mean, I know why I see why the producers, you know, like I guess had more like a gay cast and straight guys because they know it's going to be like a that friction between, you know, like the groups of people and stuff. So, you know, it's just weird. But that's all I wanted to say. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you so very much, man. It was good. It was a good show. And for the straight people on the show, why would you sign up for something like that knowing that it's going to be gay people on? That's what I'm trying to understand. If you're not cool.
I think for the most part, they probably didn't know it was going to be like gay guys on the show. I don't really think they knew.
There's no way in the world how you not can know that. But anyway, I hear your point. And it was like, oh no, like it is. It's fun. Like, are you gonna continue to watch the whole season?
Yes, I do gotta watch because I have to watch this season. Then I gotta watch like the Jocelyn Cabaret, you know, to see what's going on, you know, with that and stuff. But then even when it comes out to, I don't know if I can talk about Jocelyn. Is it okay?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. With that, what people fail to understand is that a man is going to protect his woman. Well, he should. Right, wrong, or indifferent. So, you know, those women are outnumbered. They don't have no men, so they can't be popping off, because Jocelyn isn't going to just pop off and just hit anyone. As long as you cool, she's cool, you know, but when they get to talking crazy, Jocelyn going to talk crazy. So, hey, security is automatically going to protect Jocelyn. She's a producer. It's her show. So all those women, they get on the show, and they don't be using their brain. You know what I'm saying? If they really wanted to fight Jocelyn, what they should have done was caught that chick in the bathroom, where it wouldn't be no security, where her man wouldn't be there. You know what I'm saying? You just can't be fighting on a set like that and like, trying to, you know, talk crap to her. You know what I'm saying? Like, because she's the boss. It's her damn show. Then security, everybody's going to, hey, put protection on her. You know what I'm saying? And then, like somebody said, is that, like, yeah, you know, that other woman, I guess Amber, was getting the best of Jocelyn. So, of course, her man came to her defense. You know, the chick should have just, hey, been quiet and just kept it cute, you know. But so I'm just interested in to seeing the reunion to see how everything's going to, you know, pan out.
I heard that. Well, we thank you so very much. When is the reunion coming out? Because I was on the app today, and I'm like, they haven't released the reunion yet.
Well, I mean, I guess, like, they might do a reunion. I think what they're doing now, they're probably going to edit, go through editing, because obviously the girl, like, she filed a lawsuit. So they're going to edit it where they're not going to show the fight, because if it looked like Jocelyn was the aggressor, which she probably was, then, yeah, she's going to be liable for a lawsuit.
I feel you. Okay. Thank you so very much for giving me the tea on that.
You're welcome. Have a nice day.
All right. Thank you. All right, y'all. Who else is calling in? The number 864-716-8447. 646-716-8447. We've been here an hour, and that's what we had ads. Okay. Press 1 if you watched the Bad Boys Club. Press 1 if you watched it. Press 2, no. Press 1 if you watched the Bad Boys Club. Press 2, no, you didn't watch it. Press 1, you watched the Bad Boys Club. Press 2, you didn't watch it. Okay. We got people here that didn't watch it. Okay, we got some people here that didn't watch it. Okay. Well, we thank y'all so very much for tuning in. We will see y'all in the next video. Make sure y'all thumbs up. Leave us a comment. Tell us how we did. In this review of the Bad Boys Club, we want to see y'all later in the next live. Peace.
From the trailer, it was going to be some mess, okay? But I did not know it was going to be messy right off the bat. Listen. Zeus got a problem on their hand, for one. First of all, it's too many damn people that's in this house, okay? It is too many damn people on this cast. But that's just getting up there. I remember hearing about Bad Boys Club. Like, ever since Bad Girls Club came about, you know, it was mostly for the gay boys. Gay boys, no shame.